Isn't that Masood Shah dictating patient's name is? Patient's name is James Downs, D-O-W-N-S, James, J-A-M-E-S. Date of birth is 12/6/1942. Date of service is... Date of service is 7/18/2022. Mr. Downs is a very pleasant 79-year-old male with history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, history of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, chronic kidney disease, and coronary artery disease status post PCI, history of aortic aneurysm. History of type A dissection, status post hemi arch replacement, and endovascular thoracic arch and proximal descending aortic aneurysm repair. Was admitted to the hospital with a near syncopal episode. He fell, hitting his head on the counter. He was brought to the emergency room. He has been complaining of nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, as well as abdominal bloating. The patient was admitted to the heart failure unit, was given IV Lasix. He was also given lactated drinkers because of hypotension. He was also suspected to have interstitial lung disease, followed. He has history of pulmonary hypertension. He was given frequent nebulized breathing treatment. His Coumadin was held because of elevated INR. He was followed by cardiology. He was being monitored. Subsequently, was doing better. He was ambulated with the help of physical therapy. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Bellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain. He does complaints of shortness of breath with exertion. He also feels tired and fatigued. He denies any complaints of headache, denies any blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, next congestive heart failure, next abdominal aortic aneurysm, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next hypothyroidism, next neuropathy, next thrombocytopenia, next history of CVA. Past surgical history has been significant for abdominal aortic aneurysm repair, aortic arch aneurysm reconstruction, appendectomy, cardiac surgery, cardiac catheterization. Shoulder surgery and tonsillectomy. Social history, smoking none, alcohol none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications. Current medications include include Tylenol, Coumadin, magnesium, gabapentin, torsemide, atorvastatin, omeprazole, loratadine, fluticasone, metoprolol, allopurinol, potassium chloride, clopidogrel, diltiazem. Trazodone, cholecalciferol, vitamin B12, ceftriaxone, and levothyroxine. If your system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of thoracic and abdominal aortic aneurysm, history of atrial fibrillation. Respiratory system, denies any chest pain, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Denies any history of asthma or emphysema. It's gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, then has nausea, no vomiting, then has diarrhea. He does have history of GRD, history of diarrhea. Then has urinary, no complaints. Neurological. Musculoskeletal complaints of joint pain, generalized weakness. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 160 pounds. Blood pressure 118/73. Temperature 97.6. Pulse 72 per minute. Respiration 18. Oxygen saturation was 100%. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle run and reactive to light. External ocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit. No thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Systolic murmur grade 1-2/6. Retinal border was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression, number one, congestive heart failure, combined systolic and diastolic. Next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next, chronic kidney disease, next, coronary artery disease, next, benign prostatic hypertrophy. Next is CFTIA, next GRD, next DJD, next depressive disorder. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. We'll continue current medications, we'll check routine labs, we'll consult physical and occupational therapy, and we'll monitor his progress, we'll follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Thank you. Next patient is Jeffrey Long, L-O-N-G, Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y. Date of birth is 11-8-1962. Date of service is 7-18-2022. Mr. Long is a very pleasant 59-year-old male with history of seizures, hyperlipidemia, history of mild intellectual disability. Was admitted to the hospital with left leg pain after he suffered a fall. He denies losing any consciousness. He did complain of, he denies being dizzy or lightheaded, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath. Denies any loss of bladder or bowel control. He was seen in the emergency room. CT scan of the left lower extremity showed an acute non-displaced fracture in the third and fourth metatarsal bases and displaced intra-articular fracture of the navicular and medial cuneiform bone. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was seen by orthopedic. Patient was recommended non-weight bearing. Aircast food was recommended. Admitted to the hospital. Patient was not recommended any surgery. He was otherwise doing better. He was continuing on his home seizure medications. He was gradually doing better. He was discharged from the hospital after ortho recommended follow-up in the office in 2 weeks' time. Patient was admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. He does complain of pain in his leg, denies any headaches, no blurring of vision, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. Past medical history has been significant for intellectual disability, history of seizures, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for gastric surgery as well as ankle fracture repair. Social history. Smoking none, alcohol none. He used to drink alcohol before. Allergies to bee pollen, adhesive tape, bee latex. Current medications. Current medications include cholecalciferol, aspirin, vitamin D3 and calcium supplement, Vimpat, Tylenol, Lamotrigine, Clobazam, Citalopram, Tylenol, fiber supplement, Rufinamide, calcium carbonate, multivitamin, Keppra, review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, there is any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. respiratory system, there is any cough, there is any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema, gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, there is any nausea, no vomiting, there is any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease, genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, history of seizures, device unremarkable. Musculoskeletal, complaints of joint pains, history of fall, history of fracture of the third and fourth metatarsal. Physical examination. Weight 159.6 pounds, blood pressure 93 over 56, temperature 98.1, pulse 74 per minute, respiration 16, oxygen saturation was 93%, HEENT examination was normal, people's vehicle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly, heart SMS2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, all sounds were positive, scrimmages, no edema. Left foot fracture. Next history of seizures. Next degenerative joint disease. Next hyperlipidemia. Next sleep apnea. Treatment plan. This patient admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. We will follow up with orthopedic as a schedule. Continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.